our real estate agent, Judy. Yes, we do have GPS, but that signal went out about 10 minutes ago. Now all we've got to rely on are these written directions. It's like living in the Stone Age. Well, Ethan wanted something out of the way. He's getting his wish. The worst part is that it's snowing. It started a few hours ago, back when we were leaving Manhattan. When we left, they were cute little white flakes that evaporated on contact with the ground. Over the last hour, the flakes have quadrupled in size. They're not cute anymore. And now that we have turned off the highway, this more deserted, narrow road is slick with snow. And it's not like Ethan drives a truck. His BMW has gorgeous hand-stitched leather seats, but only front-wheel drive. And he's not incredibly skilled at driving in the snow either. If we skidded, he probably wouldn't even know whether to turn into the skid or out of the skid. Into the skid, right? As if on cue, the BMW skids on a patch of slushy ice. Ethan's fingers are bloodless on the steering wheel. He rights the vehicle, but my heart is pounding. The snow is getting really bad. He pulls over to the side of the road and holds out his hand to me. Let me see those directions. Dutifully, I hand over the slightly crumpled piece of paper. I wish he had let me drive. Ethan would never admit I'm better at navigating than he is. I think we passed the turn, Ethan. He looks down at a sheet of typed directions. Then he squints out the windshield. Even with the wipers going full speed and our high beams on, the visibility is horrible. Now that the sun has dropped in the sky, we can only see about 10 feet ahead of us. Everything past that is pure white.
No, I see how to get there.
Are you sure? Instead of answering my question, he grumbles,
You should have checked the weather before we got on the road.
Maybe we should turn back? I press my hands between my knees. We can view the house another time. Like when there isn't a freaking blizzard raging outside the car.
My husband whips his head around and glares at me like I've lost my mind. Trisha, we've been driving for almost 2 hours to get here. We're about 10 minutes away. And now you want to turn around and go home?
That's another thing I've learned about Ethan in the 6 months since we've been married. Once he gets an idea in his head to do something, he does not back down until it's done. I suppose I could see it as a good thing. I wouldn't want to be married to a man who left a bunch of half-finished projects around the house. I'm still learning about Ethan. All my girlfriends scolded me for marrying him too quickly. We met in a coffee shop one day. I tripped and spilled my drink right next to his table, and he insisted on buying me a new one. It was one of those love-at-first-sight deals. When I saw him, I fell hard for his blonde hair streaked with even blonder strands. His blue eyes were the color of the sky on a clear day and rimmed with pale lashes. And his strong Roman nose kept him from being too pretty. When he smiled at me, I was a goner. We spent the next 6 hours together, sharing coffee. Then later that same evening, he took me out to dinner. That night, I broke up with my boyfriend of over a year, explaining apologetically that I had met the man I was going to marry. 9 months later, my coffee shop Romeo and I were married. 6 months later, we're moving out to the suburbs. Our entire relationship has been on fast forward. But so far, no regrets. The more I learn about Ethan, the more I fall in love with him. And he feels the same way about me. It's so amazing sharing my life with him. Except for the one big secret he doesn't know about yet. Fine, I say. Let's find the house. Ethan hands me the sheet of directions. He throws the BMW back into drive.
I know exactly where to go. It's right up ahead.
That remains to be seen. He drives slower this time, both to account for the snow and to keep from missing the turn, which I'm certain that he already missed about half a mile down the road. I keep my eyes on the road as well, even though the windshield is now caked with snow, my hands folded over my stomach. I try to think warm, dry thoughts.